Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Warner trying to get a big lead at second. Cubs down to their last chance. And Happ takes a wild pitch. The ball bounces away. Horner around third. He's going to try to score. The throw to the plate. He scores. He scores. The ball game is tied at two. Talkman goes to third. Alert heads up base running by Nico Horner. Good base coaching by Willie Harris.
And then able to score the tying run there in the ninth. What was your read on the wild pitch? Because it didn't look like you even slowed down at third base.
Yeah, I mean, the second I saw a kick and the catcher didn't see the direction it went, I knew I had a chance, and I was a little bit on the fence, but Willie Harris was very dramatic in his pointing of home plate, and it all worked out.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Nico Horner, and he did score on that two-base sprint diving slide to get the tying run. He will be on today at 2:30 with Parkins and Spiegel, and they'll also have Jed Hoyer today at 3 p.m.
So great day.
Big Cubs day for those guys.
Great day to have Nico after getting that
perfect
tying run when he just uses speed and instincts to do that.
Incredible.
And then driving in the winning run with a kind of a higher fastball, and he just poked it and scored the run. And Cubs win, and they're third in a row after, you know, hitting some struggles. Saturday night before the late Shota, out in Seattle, Shota Imanaga was very good again.
Yes.
He kind of stopped the bleeding a little bit. That's what your best pitchers do, and he's been their best starting pitcher. And then Sunday, they win the finale, and then they come into Arizona. They needed that one. I don't know how they won that one, but good teams find a way. 10-6 now. Biggest development of the Cubs, I think, in the past week, I think most people would agree, Michael Busch.
Oh,
emerging as a power threat, homering in five straight games,
yep,
being everything you wanted him to be when you got him from the Dodgers. Good trade by giving up two young prospects for a guy who was blocked in L.A.
Yeah, pretty amazing the consistency that he has shown as a power hitter. I think we knew he had power, and I think we knew he looked pretty good in spring training, but I think that the consistency of his swings, his at-bats have been excellent. And then you look at the fact that he's homered for five straight games. Again, that is now a five-man group for the Cubs that have done that in team history. The great Hack Wilson, one of the great power hitters of his day. You look at Rhino, Sammy Sosa, Christopher Morel, and now you got two of those
just
guys. Morel is slowed down a little bit from the hot start that
he might heat up again, though.
Oh, I think
streaky hitter.
Yeah, that's how hitting is. But I think that Michael Busch has been unbelievably consistent.
Interesting story, because Michael Busch, high school quarterback, led his team to a state final. Great athlete. You don't look at first baseman, and sometimes you get the prototype of, like, okay, stationary guys, not great runners, not great athletes, perhaps. He played second base in the Dodgers system. He was an all everything shortstop coming out of high school. He was a prospect that was a middle infielder, converted to first base with maybe increase and hasten his path to the majors, and he was blocked in L.A., so he traded to the Cubs. He looks and carries himself like a guy that could play about anywhere.
And Nico Hoerner, Stanford man.
Stanford man.
That's how you outsmart the opponent.
Well, he did that last night. He never stopped.
No, he never
He didn't
down.
Hesitate.
Yep.
And you heard Pat Hughes there. Cubs were down to their
down,
out.
That's it.
It looked bleak. And then all of a sudden people are celebrating. So good victory for the Cubs. Bigger. Another development which can't go unnoticed. Keegan Thompson.
Yeah.
Coming up from the minors to replace Jose Quas. He answered that question.
Hate to say that we needed to see the end of Jose Quas.
We did, though.
But boy.
For now.
He had to go.
For now.
And
he might be back.
Keegan Thompson, your guy, you were calling for him last week, comes up and he doesn't go one inning. He goes two innings in relief. And that was awesome.
He gets a first
hard
victory
to win on
of
the road
season.
With the extra the extra man.
It is. You know, you don't expect that because there's always going to be an advantage to the home team. That guy's already, you know, he's 180 feet from scoring a run and winning a game if it's tied. And then you never feel that comfortable. So the Cubs find a way to eke one out in Arizona. Keegan Thompson, two innings, two strikeouts, a walk, did not give up a hit. And he gave Ben Brown a reason to feel very good about his outing. Ben Brown, before that, six innings, one hit against that team. He walked a couple guys, gave up a hit, and they scored a run. But Ben Brown has been everything and more since that first shaky debut against the Rangers. They could not have expected much more from this rookie. Is he a rookie, Dustin? Is it okay to call Ben Brown a rookie?
Dustin will agree with Ben Brown, but he will not allow you to call Michael Bush a rookie.
Let me tell you about Michael Bush's qualifications. This is what a player has to do to be considered a rookie in MLB. 130, unless he's past these thresholds.
Yes.
130 at-bats or 50 innings pitched. 45 total days on an active major league roster. Michael Bush, last year, played in 27 games, had 72 at-bats for the Dodgers. Neither crosses the threshold. He's a rookie.
And Dustin, you are aware that if you're in the top three of Rookie of the Year, and I'm not saying he is, but he looks like he could be.
He could be.
You then get draft pick compensation. So if you want to argue the rookie thing, we're happy to do that next, but you're basically giving away a draft pick. Just so you know, this is the way you're approaching the world, and I think it's wrong.
Well, maybe we should listen to why he is a candidate next.
Okay, we'll do that. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.